With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. After 4.5 hours of deliberations yesterday, jurors deciding the fate of former President Trump in his criminal trial returned to work this morning. White House correspondent Greg Clugston at the courthouse in New York.
The day will begin with the reading aloud of testimony that was requested by the jury. Jurors also asked the judge if he could go over his instructions to them one more time. Then deliberations will resume. Donald Trump, who is required to remain inside the courthouse during deliberations, continues to criticize the trial, claiming the charges against him were rigged and politically motivated.
It's a Biden witch hunt. It's weaponization.
Greg Clugston, New York.
And while Mr. Trump remains tied down in that New York court case, President Biden hit the campaign trail yesterday in Pennsylvania, appealing to black voters. This as polls indicate that former President Trump is steadily gaining ground among black and Hispanic voters. Biden got the overwhelming support of black Americans 4 years ago. Also at SRNNews.com, despite international pressure to stand down, Israel continues to tighten the screws on Hamas.
The Israeli military says it has seized control of a strategic corridor running along Gaza's border with Egypt. This is known as the Philadelphia Corridor. It runs the entire length of the border. That's about 14 kilometers or 8 miles in length. It's important because Hamas, for years, has smuggled weapons through underground tunnels from Egypt into Gaza.
Correspondent Joseph Fetterman, the UN Security Council currently considering an Algerian-authored resolution demanding that Israel halt the Rafah offensive. The FAA is investigating the near collision on a runway of two jetliners at Washington's Reagan National Airport. On Wall Street this morning, stock futures pointing to a lower open. The Dow futures are down 338 points. NASDAQ futures off 77. This is SRN News. Hulu is bringing gay reality shows to the U.S. in June.
The giant streaming platform, which is owned by the Walt Disney Company, will kick off Gay Pride Month by rolling out I Kissed a Boy and I Kissed a Girl, a pair of homosexual dating shows that originate in the United Kingdom. Decency advocates point out that if you buy Disney Plus for your kids to watch, you will also be exposing them to Hulu as part of the bundle, a network that is increasingly not for kids at all. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Just 12% of people in San Francisco attend religious services once per month, according to new Census Bureau data. Seattle residents, only slightly more religious, 16% of people in that city claim to attend church monthly. Southern cities such as Atlanta, Houston, and Dallas are among the most religious American cities, but Riverside, California actually tops the list. Survey estimates 29% of Riverside residents attend religious services at least once a month. SRN News. Heartbreak for an Olympic champion gymnast.
Gabby Douglas is injured, forcing her to back out of the U.S. championships and making her ineligible for the 2024 Olympics in Paris. The three-time Olympic gold medalist hurt her ankle during training for the weekend's event in Fort Worth, Texas. The event would have been the gymnast's comeback and her first Olympics since 2016. Douglas would have been the oldest American woman to compete since the 1950s if she had made the team at the age of 28. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
A hacker ring claims to have stolen the user data of more than 500 million Ticketmaster customers worldwide and is reportedly trying to sell the information on the dark web for hundreds of thousands of dollars. The information is said to include customer names and phone numbers. There's also emails, addresses, and credit card information. Again, on Wall Street, stock futures lower this morning. More details, SRNNews.com.